This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Thank you for joining me. I'm Maimon Elbaz, and I'm presenting the Living Mishnah, Le'ili Nishmas, the 6 million Yidden of the Holocaust. Hashem Yimkom Damam. Today's presentation will use cartoons and pictures to illustrate the beautiful words of Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, the author of the Mishnah. May Klal Yisrael make up for those numbers. May Hashem bless everyone with lots of children and grandchildren. And I really appreciate that Hashem gave me this chus to make learning fun again with Torah shows. Today's Mishnah 668 is sponsored by Alan J. Braun, Lezecher Nishmas Moshe Tzvi Ben Nasin Nata, Alav HaShalom. Also, today's Mishnah is dedicated by Marsha Kiri, Leilu Nishmas, Julius Ben Rachel, Olav HaShalom. The goal is to try to use this Mishnayis, which is very clear, to present pictures and help us remember what's going on. At Torah Shows International, we want to recognize that all those who learn Mishnayis are bringing the Geula quicker. There's a Chazal that says, Mashiach will come in this chus of learning Mishnayis. So please spread the word and join us in this monumental project. Today's Mishnah is from Bava Metzia, Parak Dalet, Mishnah Yud Aleph. The Mishnah is talking about the laws pertaining to wheat and wine merchants. Says the Mishnah, Ein ma'arvin perot beferot afilu chadashim b'chadashim. If you are somebody that's selling, you're a wholesaler or a retailer, you shouldn't be mixing grain or produce from one farm with another. Somehow Chazal felt that it's not good because it might be different qualities. So for sure you can't mix old with new, but Chazal were even particular in this chapter which talks about Ona, not to mix from one field to another, as Chazal held that that's might be cheating the buyer. I remember myself, excuse me, I used to have a popcorn machine in Camp Kol Torah in the Tel Zeshiva in Cleveland, and sometimes I was tempted to mix yesterday's stealer popcorn with today's fresh popcorn. According to the Mishnah, you can't do that. Better to feed yesterday's stale popcorn to the birds. Unless people know and you tell them, then it's okay. Okay, so that's part one of the Mishnah, not to mix produce and grains from different fields. And perhaps if you would tell them, it would be okay. Says the Mishnah, Be'emet b'yayin hitiu l'ariv kasha barach m'pnei shu mashpicho. But the truth is, when it came to wine, they did let you mix the stronger wine with the weaker wine, because somehow that makes it better. Somehow the mixing of the wines would not be bad for the wine. It would actually be good for the wine. Says the Mishnah, Ein ma'arvin shimri yayin b'yayin avnot ein lo et shimarav. Also, you should not put the peels of the wine in the wine, but you could put the ones that were actually from that actual jug of wine. In other words, don't go start putting extra pieces, but if it was already, you know, from that actual wine sediment, then that's okay. Now says the Mishnah, Mishin itarev mayin b'yeno, lo yim kirenu b'chanut ela em kein hodio. If somebody put water into the wine, don't sell it. People are going to think they're getting 100% wine and they're getting a lot of water in it. So don't sell it unless you tell them. And this could be big, very problematic, because then who says the bracha is bar pri hagefen? Who says you can use it for kiddush and arba kosos? There's a big machloket between Ashkenazim and Sephardim. how much water are you allowed to put into it, that it should still maintain its bracha. But here it's also because the person, when he buys wine, wants wine. He's not coming to your store to buy water. It's the same thing with milk. If you're going to try to put water into it, you can't do that. Stealing. Says the Mishnah, and for sure, to the merchant, the wholesaler, it's not even good if you tell him you put water in the wine, because he's just trying to make a sale. He's not even planning on telling that to people. So don't trust him by just telling him that information. To him, you have to sell complete wine. But if you are in a place, in a region where it's normal to put water into the wine, so if that's what's expected, then that would be okay. Okay, so thank you very much for being part of our Mishnah program. Please find out more about what Torah Shows has to offer, such as chus to see children steiging and learning. Should be a chus for the Kedoshim and for Klal Yisrael, especially the soldiers. And try to find out more about our other classes on Torah anytime, such as the Navi story, etc.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.